Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
We'll be right back.
Tell me, pretty baby, what you wanna eat?
Ham, turkey, ham, turkey, ham, potato, chicken, ham, potato.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I'm your host. My name's Marielle. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You are listening to King Kong and Barbecue Show off of their album What's for Dinner. I played the title track and I played them because they aren't playing a show in Vancouver, but King Kong and the Shrines are. And I was going to play King Kong and the Shrines, but I have easier access to this album, and I kind of like King Kong and Barbecue Show a bit better than King Kong and the Shrines. So there, that is why I did that. And then before King Kong and the King Kong Barbecue Show, I played Randy off of their album Addicts of Communication. That song was called Heebie Jeebies, Dial 911. I hope you guys are all having a great week. I am suffering from spring allergies. It's great. It's in full swing. It's really awesome. Shut up, Victoria.
Uh-huh.
You don't even know.
No,
you
don't. I get even... mine later on.
Yeah?
In the summer.
Oh, yeah, I don't get mine. I get mine, like, beginning of spring for an intense, like, 2 weeks. And then after that, it's fine. And then I'm fine for the rest of the summer. But, yeah, it doesn't matter how much allergy medication I take. It's still, like... Yeah, it's still there, and it still sucks, and I can't sleep at night, and yeah, it's great. It's really awesome. No, it's not.
Actually, no, I think I have allergies now, too.
Really?
That's what it is. That's why my throat's all scratchy.
Maybe. I don't know.
That might be it, Vic.
It's hard for me to focus on anything right now. My eyes are itchy, and like...
It's amazing how stupid you get on allergies. Like, your head gets all cloudy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. You've already hit... you know, bottom of the barrel. You can't really get any lower. So
true.
I don't see how getting allergies really.
True.
And just joking. Vic's awesome. What? yeah. I don't remember what I was going to talk about anymore. It doesn't even matter. I haven't done anything this week. I was going to talk about, like, I was supposed to go see The Defectors at the Biltmore yesterday. Apparently it was a good show.
Why didn't you?
I was tired. Kind of felt like I had to do laundry.
Clean clothes are good.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, because usually you smell like ass, so...
I hate this. But there are actually a lot of awesome shows coming up, which I'll tell you about soon. King Con and the Shrines are coming to Vancouver again. And I don't remember when, so I'll tell you that later. And I'm giving away tickets to the Bronx show today as well. So stay tuned for that. I'll probably do that in about 15, 20 minutes or so. The Bronx are coming to Vancouver April 1st. And so if you wanted to check that show out for free, stay tuned. And when I tell you to call him, just do so. And you get to go to the show for free because that's awesome.
What's the number?
The number to call in here to the studio if you wanted to win tickets later, or if you wanted to place a request, or if you wanted to talk to Vic because she offers phone services of all types.
Really?
Yep. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR.
It's news to me.
Whatever. Remember how you talked about how allergies make you stupid? Yep. Going through that right now. Wow. I just want a soda.
I would love a soda right now.
Yeah. All right. I kind of have to whiz like a racehorse, too. See if I I'm going to play some...
Ow!
I'm going to play some Propaganda.
She actually did just do something at me.
I'm going to play the new Propaganda album for you right now. It's called Supporting Cast. It's awesome. I like these guys. Hopefully you guys do as well. This is some brand new Propaganda on CITR 101.9 FM.
AM.
What?
Was the first to finally fade away from my grandfather's memories. Will howl until the day my memories of him finally fade away, dissolving into gray. It's breathing just the ticking of an unwinding clock, counting down the time it takes for you to comprehend the sheer magnitude of no precious breath you've ever wasted. I did everything I could. I bonded with the universe to take my life instead of hers. But no amount of money, drugs, or tears could keep her here. What purpose did her suffering serve? Is breathing just the ticking of an unwinding clock, counting down the time it takes for you to comprehend the sheer magnitude of every single precious breath you've ever wasted.
And if you look into a book, you might just say, I had fun just like Run, DMC and Jay.
Flash your friends a CITR card and get discounts at Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Magpie Magazine, People's Co-op Bookstore, and Spartacus Books. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
That was a little speak and spell PSA for CITR, and I'm only coming on air right now because I want to tell you that one of my favorite pastimes of late is going onto the website Yahoo Answers, which I believe is answers.yahoo.com, and looking up really stupid questions that people ask and then running them through text-to-speech things on the internet. Have you ever been to Yahoo Answers, Victoria?
No.
It's a Yahoo website where anyone can post questions that they have just regarding anything, regarding life, work, whatever. You like pose an open question and then you get feedback from people, and I don't know if it's just like the type of people that post questions on that website are
ridiculous?
How girl get pregnant? How is Babby formed?
Really?
Yeah, I'll show you. But anyways, you take those questions and then you run them through text to speech things on the internet. That's what I do. Anyways, that's what that
really
text to speech thing reminded me of. Okay, I'm done talking. Let's just not talk about how cool I am anymore. This is fucked up on We All Fall Down.
Yeah. We get married, just go on killing each other. I don't think I hate you enough to commit you to me. Happy all the time, it's all we ever do. Steady in decline, it's all we ever do. Sorry, but it's true. How can I save you when I couldn't save the time? I wanna call you and tell you that I'm a fan. All my friends know better, but I can't quite hear them. Still for the life of me, I can't imagine a home. Good things is all I want for you. Hold me, set me free, it's all I want from you. Sad is so true. Be the death of everyone. All I want is a life without parties. Want you as one. Watch this part and it is sure to boil. Sometimes I catch myself thinking, boy, oh, you're good. It's all that we can do. Punch me, wake me up. It's when our fire is blue. Lie and say we're through. If you can't be the life of the party, you'll be the death of everyone. All I want is a life without parties. Want you. We'll be right back.
so I hope you listen and keep your eyes wide open. I think I'm bluffing.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I just played DOA for you right there off of their album Northern Avenger. That song was called Human Bomb. Prior to that, a request for some All off of Mass Nerder. The song was called Worlds on Heroin. Before that, I played some Jawbreaker off of their classic album Dear You. That song was called I Love You So Much It's Killing Us Both. Prior to that was Fucked Up off of The Chemistry of Common Life. That song is called Twice Born. I played Propagandy before that off of Supporting Cast. Songs called Without Love. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, I do post them on the internet where I seem to be spending a lot of time, and I hate it. I love and hate the internet. There's a lot of stupid awesome things on it, but at the same time I hate how I spend a lot of time on it. I don't know. The internet will just bloat and die one day. And I don't know if I'll care. Yes, the website is weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. That is where you can find playlist information about the songs that you hear on this show. If you wanted to listen to my show again, you can download copies of my radio show, aka podcasts. And you can do so for many of the fine shows here on CITR through our website, which is www.citr.ca. What I wanted to do right now is give away some tickets to the Bronx. The Bronx are coming to Vancouver. They are playing April 1st at Richards on Richards, and that is happening next Wednesday. April 1st is next Wednesday. So if you would like to go check out the Bronx, care of CITR, I think you get a plus one. Yes, you and a friend. Then give me a call here in the studio. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR if you would like to win free tickets to the Bronx. And I'm going to play the Bronx for you right now because perhaps you are interested, but you really haven't heard them before. You can hear them right now. They have a new self-titled album out. I'm going to play the Bronx for you. So give me a call, 604-822-2487. And you, my friend, can go to the Bronx, and I'll probably be there, too. We can hang out. Hangouts. I'm sorry, this is the Bronx on We All Fall Down. That is not the Bronx. I'm so lame. Ugh.
Take a little
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. You are speaking. You are listening to Pelican off of their album City of Echoes. The song that I played for you was called Lost in the Headlights. And that song, in my honest opinion, has the most amazing, like, first 10, 15 seconds. It's just, I get really into it. And sometimes I listen to the first 10 seconds on repeat. I'm okay with myself. Before Pelican, who did I play? I played Brand New Mastodon off of their album Crack the Sky. It came out this past Tuesday. If you didn't pick it up, there you go. That was the title track. Maybe now you are convinced to go pick it up. It's pretty great, if I may say so. I like it. I haven't listened to the whole thing yet, but from what I've heard from it, I quite like so far. Before Mastodon, I played The Bronx off of their self-titled album. That was Spanish Handshake. Right now, though, I wanted to tell you about shows. Shows in Vancouver, not too much has been announced within the past week, but there's some new shows that maybe you would be interested in, fair listener. Let's see. Right now, though, this is coming up pretty soon, next week, Taste of Chaos Tour. Coming to Vancouver featuring Bring Me the Horizon Thursday and the Cancer Bats. We're great, and I still don't know if I want to go to this because I really want to see the Cancer Bats, but I don't want to hang out with a whole bunch of people in, like, a, you know, festival setting type thing. It's at the Commodore, so it might not be that bad, but it's happening March 30th, and I just want to see one band. I don't know if it's worth it. Anyways, if I don't go to that, I'm definitely going to the Bronx. That is happening April 1st at Richards on Richards. Cattle Decapitation is coming to Vancouver. Well, not really Vancouver. They're going to New West. They're playing an all-ages show in this, like, gym in New West called the Metro. Never even been there. Never heard of that place before. I don't spend a lot of time in New West, but still. Anyways, they're playing a show April 3rd. That's next Friday. And then April 7th at the Commodore, you can check out The Haunted. It's going to be an awesome show. Lamb of God are playing with As I Lay Dying and Children of Bodom the next night, April 8th, at UBC Thunderbird Arena. Raised by Apes and Cambridge are playing a show April 15th at the Bourbon. Census Fail is coming April 8th. Is that right? I think that says April 8th at the Biltmore. Cannibal Corpse playing a show with Neuraxis April 10th at the Croatian Cultural Center, and then a couple days after that, Turbo Negro are playing April 14th at the Commodore Ballroom, and Fucked Up are also playing April 14th at the Biltmore Cabaret. What else is going on? And then Mastodon, great band that I just played for you, are also coming to Vancouver. They're playing a show April 23rd at the Commodore Ballroom. Weaker Thans and the Constantines return to Vancouver May 1st, also at the Commodore. What else is happening? Pagan Fest featuring Blackguard, Primordial, Tear, and a whole bunch of other bands that I can't pronounce the name of. May 13th at the Commodore Ballroom. King Khan and the Shrines, like I was talking about a while ago, are also playing a show at the Commodore May 22nd. Rancid and Rise Against coming to Vancouver June 4th at the Pacific Coliseum. Testament are playing with Unearth. Awesome. Is that May 4th at the Commodore Ballroom? And I also wanted to mention that I think Misery Signals are coming to Vancouver. Yes, they are. They're playing with Architects, Dead and Divine, Haste the Day, and Sights and Sounds. That is happening June 3rd at the Plaza Club. The Offspring are also coming to Vancouver if you would like a little trip down memory lane. And one more show. What was I going to talk about? The Queers. The Queers are coming to Vancouver. I saw them the last time they were here. They're playing at the Red Room, which is where I believe they played last time they were here. June 10th. June 10th at the Red Room, The Queers. They're playing with Hot Toddies and the Mansfields. That'll be a fun show. And so, I'm going to play some Queers for you right now. Yes, I think that is all I have to say right now. I feel so nasally stuffed up. It's just the allergies. It's just the spring allergies. Hopefully it'll just go away in a week and then I can enjoy the rest of spring, the rest of summer, even though it hasn't been warm enough for me to really call it spring. It's been really cold out there. And I hate being cold. I already have poor circulation, so I'm cold all the time. So when it's cold outside, I just get colder. Okay, that's my rant. Let's get to some queers right now on CITR. Oh, really running out of time. Okay, I'm going to play the queers. This is going to be the end of my show. Thank you very much to everyone that tuned in this week and called in. You guys are amazing. Check out some shows. It'll be good for you and for the economy. Robin is coming up next with the Inkstead show, although not really. He's not here this week. He's still busy with school, so his show is pre-recorded. But stay tuned, because show about comic books, always awesome. And then later on at 3:30, we have French Connection. And you know what? Just listen to CITR all day, every day, because it's good for you. And yeah, we have so many awesome shows. So here are the queers on We All Fall Down. Thanks very much for tuning in. I'll be back next Thursday. Have a great week, guys.
Doing this is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait. You don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.